supposed to be here.
Don't say anything. You're in hiding. Oh, it's running. Okay. I'll try to speak up for all of those of you in the back. For those, I just realized we're being recorded for the podcast, so I can't cut up just because the boss isn't here. So those are listening to this. There's a small crowd. You're missing out. And we're not going to be quoting from a book, as is normal. Today's reading and homily is along the lines of this holiday that just passed, St. Valentine's Day. But this year, keeping the focus entirely on what was called self-care is these days called self-love. And since we're just ending St. Valentine's weekend, I'll just stick to that expression. I've talked before about how we have colloquial expressions, and they have more influence on our lives day to day than we realize. We can take this conglomeration of sayings and make them work better for us ourselves individually. Being kind, sensitive, wanting to help others type of people that we are, we tend to, these tend to be good descriptions of ourselves here. And we're not known for being mean or bullies or haters. We're pretty much the opposite here in strong form. We try to listen. We even listen to those whose bodies are no longer here. Some of us do. But do we listen to ourselves? Don't mean to ignore you, Tom, but most of the crowd's over here. We hear ourselves in self-talk. We hear others give good advice, but do we listen? You can tell I'm talking to myself. I know you know me too well. Today I want to encourage each other, but mostly ourselves, to listen to that great advice we give others and apply it to ourselves first and foremost. Now, doesn't this trigger some form of hesitance? Perhaps guilty type feelings, putting ourselves first. Sometimes it does. Hesitance as if we're being selfish. Let's cast that aside with our first mantra, style, rule of thumb we've all used. The golden rule of treat others as we want them to treat us. Well, what if I'm acting like a complete jackass? Okay? How do I want people to treat me? How do I want to treat somebody who's acting like a jackass? Well, I take my turn. I have my moments. So let's think, you know? Let's boil it down. Maybe rolling out a red carpet for me when I'm acting up to keep right on going, doing it, isn't the best idea at the moment. Being too kind to me may not work. Or whomever you want to slide into that slot. Maybe it's a great ideal, but what if we each examine our own autopilot and automatic reactions to adjust this sage wisdom into our modern lives, not to twist and mangle scripture with hate and rationalize away all logic into bigotry, as we see happen sometimes, but rather similar tools to do the opposite of that. Reconstruct and refine loving logic and custom tailor caring tenderness. How this is also the opposite of hate and bigotry is in line with St. Valentine's Day, is that it can give us each a suit of armor, or a defense, or a shield, or a filter. a filter that takes polluted or toxic negativity from outside or from within happens. And by the time it touches you and affects you, it'll be as pure as if pure water, actually nourishing yourself and becoming an ingredient for strength. So that golden rule, some people say, make others treat you the way you want to be treated. Well, we see how easy it is to change ourselves in the first place, let alone how fast and easy it is to change somebody else and what they're doing. Well then, so how about everyone here customizes for themselves however best works for them individually, something that empowers the positive people of the world and shuns the negativity with something like, I will do unto others as is best for me on my journey of light, not feed into others' negativity and not enable others' weaknesses and ruin their journey by giving them all the answers, but rather leading by example with a clear, true, wise heart and deep thoughtfulness. Doesn't that just roll off your tongue? Just fits on a Chinese cookie, fortune cookie there. Well, the point being, nobody can read your every thought or address every nuance about your own beautiful self. Which leads me to weave in another phrase. Nobody can treat you better or care for you better in your soul than you or I myself can treat and care for ourselves. We are all way past the age and days of complete dependence upon caregivers from our infancy. And according to Child Psychology 101, whatever progressive level of our growing psyche from birth onward that wasn't nurtured to a healthy full development, that's where it's going to stay until it's fixed. We're stuck at that level like an elevator of life. We might develop skills or tools and take the stairs to achieve more in life. But just like taking the stairs, it's slower and exhausting. This is the basic reason why we see so many adults with childish traits at every age and stage and level of achievement, everywhere, forever. We have all seen by now, either in person or on TV, the woman or man baby that makes you want to slap your forehead or shake your head in disbelief or in shock or incredulity. But they are with us all throughout history and will be with us forever. So it's safe to say they'll be with us forever. They've been with us ever since. Everyone is right where they're supposed to be anyway, right? There's a space and a place for everyone, whether you agree with them or not. We can't spend our lives sticking our fingers in the dam to try to put out the fires, tend to the problems. It's you're not going to come to an end. When we have the ability to do so much more and better overall in the big picture, instead of following around fixing other people's mistakes. These people, these adult babies or childish adults or people living in the dark or what have you, not to sound like this is mean or mean-spirited or name-calling, they aren't a them and we are not an us, but we're all part of the same tapestry. Everyone is entitled to be themselves on their own path. There's a reason, a rhyme. You just may not know it at the time. Some people don't realize their emotional development elevator got stuck, and they can go higher if they fix it themselves. Some people ran out of elevator shaft and build huge, elaborate, towering staircases around it. Around the problem, that could look like golden skyscrapers, and not seeing anything wrong with that. It's their tools. The skills they've built around the problem. And we're all just variations of the same mammal species. But this is about self-love and self-care and customizing our own elevators by starting with a solid, strong, emotional elevator shaft, which we can't do alone. But nobody else is responsible for getting the tools together, learning the skills, and getting to work on whatever we ourselves want to construct. We're not taking from others by working on ourselves. We're not putting others down by learning from what others do that won't build what we want. We're not jealous of others' achievements, unless we're verbally cutting them down, of what they've built, that we judge what we don't like, that they're doing. We're not envious if we follow good examples of other people and their grand achievements. If we wish to emulate them, which we're pretty good at doing in this community, emulating people of great achievements, our heroes. And we're not showing off by ourselves building the tallest emotional elevator we can for ourselves and sharing that if we wish, or our blueprints on how we did it for others to take and customize to themselves if they wish. No, we're here today to assimilate all of the goodness we can from the martyred St. Valentine and each other and ourselves and any and all phrases and sayings and those inspirational posters on Facebook or Instagram or whatever thing is out there now and customize them into our own mantras of self-love for self-improvement. I'm up here today not quoting a reading, as I said, or supplying rolls of wisdom, but providing a loving reminder that we all have the ability to self-improve, self-love, self-care, and with the technology of today's internet and smartphones, etc., we can either fall in lines like lemmings do, or zombies, being sad or hateful or negative, what other people are doing. Or we can... I have a typo. Or we cannot. And it's not being selfish, but rather generous. By focusing on ourselves for self-improvement with self-love and caring that does disseminate into the world constantly. Just like all of the headline-grabbing things do, but probably without all the noise and distraction. People can notice your own calm demeanor in a storm of controversy, whatever that would be, and choose... And people can see this. People can notice your calm demeanor amongst the crowd of panic. And they can choose for themselves, I want what she's having. She looks happy. I'll have a cup of that. And I'll kindly remind you, and myself, that elevators go up and down. So let's bypass whatever challenges we have been given that left us or others with an inadequate emotional elevator. Except we'll have good and bad days and moments. And these inadequacies we may find in ourselves and be sore about can be anything from a simple void that was nobody's wrongdoing, nobody's fault, something you wish was there, all the way up to there being a huge forgiveness required, and all other reasons there are in between. And even though forgiveness is only guaranteed as a one-way street, it's not guaranteed to go in both directions. It is not for the offender. It is for the giver. It is for removing barricades and granting a construction permit for your own emotional elevator to build higher. And if that happens to be self-forgiveness that's in your way of reaching higher plane, well, then you just got a BOGO. You get a 2-for-1 because you're forgiving yourself. And who doesn't love a 2-for-1 sale? So it's win-win. It may not be easy, but it's worthwhile. And we can choose to schedule ourselves either daily or weekly, monthly, semi-yearly, all of these yearly, intentional, customized self-love for ourselves. Well worth the time. We schedule everything else, normally, usually. Everybody's to-do list doesn't have themselves at the top, usually, but it can. And knowing it may be the ultimate gift, we can actually give, not just to ourselves, but to the world too, as it rubs off onto others and is guaranteed to be the only thing we absolutely can do. Work on ourselves. Thank you. Thank you. Okay.